This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A woman and a girl are dead after floodwaters swept through parts of northern Colorado last night. They died after their trailer was swept away after heavy rains caused flash flooding in the Cameron Peak Burn Scar area west of Fort Collins. According to the Larimer County Sheriff's Office, a cabin was destroyed, but no one was inside it. Right now, officials say they're not aware of anyone else missing, but they'll continue their work today. A new EPA review says Colorado regulators gave out air pollution permits when they shouldn't have. As CPR Sam Brash reports, the findings confirm whistleblowers' complaints from last year.
Attorneys for three former and current air regulators sent the letter to the EPA's watchdog. It accused state officials of barring them from using computer models to determine if planned industrial sites would violate national air standards. The results were improper permits given to a gold mine, asphalt plants, and other sites. The EPA review confirms the state issued permits without proper modeling. It recommends changes and praises the state for already taking steps to reform its permitting process. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Eastbound lanes of I-70 in North Denver are closed this weekend. The stretch between Washington Street and I-270 are closed as crews finish work through a new tunnel. Eastbound lanes will reopen in a wider configuration by Monday morning rush hour. And the high's near 90 degrees around Denver today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.